As I prayed about this, I really struggled with my answer. I don't like the fact that I put off the I'm too busy vibe because I need community more than I need busyness.
Welcome to More Than Small Talk. We're Susie Eller,
Jennifer Watson,
and Holly Girth, writers and real life friends. We're inviting you to go deeper, become freer, and feel more connected.
So imagine you have a cup of coffee, a mug of tea, or a green smoothie in your hand,
and we're all hanging out in your living room together.
This week, we're going to talk about community and what we're afraid of, how we can find it, what gets in the way, and what helps make it happen, because that might seem like an easy topic, but it's we all not. Know as women, it's not.
Yeah, well, our confession question this week seems just kind of light and fluffy, but man, this caused me to go deep this week. What is your biggest fear about community?
Well, my biggest fear is that when people really know me, they will no longer like or love me.
Aww.
That when people see me close up, it won't be the same. And I have a little story about that. I did a speaking engagement a few years ago. It was the biggest one I've ever done, like 8,000 women. And afterward, I was signing books and a few ladies came through and said, I live in your town. So I said, why don't we have coffee? And so it was the morning of, I was running late, like I dried my hair by rolling down the window of my car. And I was terrified because I kept thinking, of course they liked me up on a stage with my makeup done, with my words planned out and practiced, with the spotlight on me. But will they like the messy hair sitting in Panera on an ordinary Tuesday morning me? And so I actually said that out loud to them. I said, I'm afraid you won't like me.
Wow.
Close up.
Wow.
And of course they were like, no, we love you. But I think for a lot of us, like that's a fear.
Yeah.
And we may not be on a stage, but we have some way of distancing ourselves so that people see what we think is the best of us.
Well, so the other day we talked about this together and I gave an answer. And honestly, as I was driving home that day, I thought I gave the answer about the old Susie. This really isn't the right answer. And so I spent some time just thinking about this. What is my biggest fear about community? And I think that, and I don't like admitting this, I put off an I'm too busy vibe to those who want community with me because I am busy and because I'm pulled in a lot of different directions. And so my biggest struggle, my biggest fear with community is that I'm going to get so pulled in so many different directions that I'm not available, you know, and I don't like that answer. I liked my answer I gave to you guys. I do. I liked my old answer because it was kind of vulnerable and honest. But I started thinking about the fact that I'm in a place in my life, and so are all the other women listening, that we are pulled in 1,000 different directions. And when somebody comes to me and says, hey, I'd really like to get to know you. Would you like to have coffee? And my first thought is, man, how would I fit that in? How would I do that? What's expected? Is this going to be like, is she going to want coffee again the next week? And as I prayed about this, I really struggled with my answer. I don't like the fact that I put off the I'm too busy vibe because I need community more than I need busyness.
Yeah. Well, I think being aware of that is a great starting place.
Yeah.
You know, I think we can wear busy as armor, you know? So
yeah.
What about you, Jennifer?
I think for me, I would say 10 years ago, it would be that community scared me because I was afraid that I would get hurt.
Yeah.
Now it's more along the lines of, I think that as we grow older, it's easier to pick like our people and know like what's a good community and who's going to be healthy and whatever. But I think community can kind of, like Susie, kind of scare you in such a way where you're like, am I going to be stuck and not like it? So, yeah. I mean, that's a real thing. So before I was like, my biggest fear is that I would get hurt. But now it would be my biggest fear is that I could hurt someone else by not being present.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jennifer, we're wondering, because you usually ask this question, but how do we address this? I mean, it's one thing to confess it, and it's one thing to be vulnerable, because we want this podcast to be vulnerable. You're sitting there in the fourth chair, and maybe you're saying, I have been hurt. And so community, not for me. Or you're saying, I am busy, Susie. I don't have time. Or maybe somebody has met me and they didn't like who I was. What do we do with that?
I think just being honest, like we just were. I think that that is key, is going into it. Like Holly, just meeting these friends and said, I'm afraid that you're not going to like me up close. I think honesty and being vulnerable is absolutely okay. And I think that that's something that we're afraid to do as women. But I think that that just kind of gives everybody an opportunity to say, you know what, me too. Like, I have the same fears going into this, and now we don't have to worry about it anymore because we're going to be honest.
Yeah. And I think realizing that community is always a risk.
Yeah.
You know, we have in our minds sometimes the idea, if I can just find the perfect community, then it won't be scary. It won't be hard. It won't be awkward. You know, so we go from group to group or church to church or friendship to friendship. And the reality is, it's hard to connect with other people, and there's no way around that.
Yeah. Well, I was reading a scripture this morning, and it's Hebrews 10, 24 through 25. And it said, let us consider how to inspire each other to greater love and to righteous deeds, not forgetting together as community, as some have forgotten. And I thought, okay, thanks for this being my verse this morning. You know, I have forgotten that though I'm in a busy season of my life, that I need to be filled up with community, which means that I put as much value on community as I do a dental appointment or taking a dog to a vet. You know what I'm saying? We put those things on the calendar and they're like sacred, and we say, no, I'm sorry, I can't touch that. You know, I'm taking my dog to be washed. I don't even have a dog. But I know that people put those things on their calendar, and yet I don't value community unless it's work related. And I feel like I'm in a counseling session right now. Like I am pouring out.
Do you need to lay down?
I do need to lay down. But what I did before I came today is I sent a message to a friend who has been tenacious to say, Susie, I just want to hang out. And I sent, and I thought, I'm going to put an hour on my calendar of community. And I sent her a message and I said, hey, would you like to meet and just hang out for an hour this week? And instantly, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's a great transition to what we usually talk about next, which is what's one step we can take today, and even better if we can do it in 5 minutes or less. So yeah. Sue, sounds like yours is...
My text took less than like 30 seconds.
So if you're listening and you're thinking, wow, community is a big idea and it feels overwhelming, that's one small step you can take today. Just send a text or an email or tell someone in your life, hey, I've been thinking about you. Let's get together.
And do what works for you. For me, I do have an hour. I have more than that, but I'm going to commit to an hour every week or every other week that I literally just fill up with community, not forgetting together with community. Mm-hmm. And so for you, that might be once a month. That might be once a week. You know your life and your schedule. It might be a play date, but who is one person that you can reach out to and just say, hey, come fold laundry with me and let's talk.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then put it on your calendar.
And then put it on your calendar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Offering that invitation is powerful. So I think for me is if I have put something on my calendar that I'm going to go to this party or I'm going to show up for this function, my thing is to keep my word. So with community, being a woman of my word, even though as introverts, I can think about a million things and reasons to get out of it, what I feel like blesses me more than anything is taking that time for community. I've never once regretted it ever. Yeah. So just showing up and keeping my word.
And I want to just really quickly, as someone who really used to struggle with that, like the fear-based mm-hmm. of somebody may not care for who I am or whatever. If you meet someone and right straight up, you know that they're not going to be your best friend. They're not going to be a friend. I want to encourage you that around the corner, there will be someone who you will connect with. Right? Yeah. So you keep going.
Yeah, you just keep trying and showing up, like you said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think we can pause and ask, too, what kind of community do I need in this season of my life? So I think there's different kinds of community. Like we're all in a group called Word Girls, and that's like creative community.
Right.
And for us, that works in this season, you know, but there have been other seasons when what I've really needed is a coffee date with one person where I can go really deep, like that deeply connected community. Or sometimes it's been about being with a body of believers, and that's a whole different kind of community. Yeah. So I think saying, like, how has God wired me? What kind of community do I need in this season, and where can I find it? And how can I be that to other people? Because if we're not intentional, I think we just end up like signing up for things, you know, like there's a list of activities at church and we're like, okay, I need community. I'm just going to pick the sports outreach program and no one wants me in the sports outreach program. You know, all I would be is one big prayer request every single week. So I think today that's another kind of short step you can do is just pause and ask, okay, if I'm thinking about community, what does that look like in this season of my life?
Yeah.
I love that.
That is really great. Well, as we end this, and it feels like it just flies too fast, but what are some resources that might be available for those who are listening today who say, you know, I definitely want community in my life? You know, give me some resources. Give me something I can put my hands on and help me with this.
So I love that Healing Sisterhood has always been kind of a running theme just in my personal story. So in the last chapter of my book, I have a complete chapter all about Healing Sisterhood and how God has used that community. And maybe it's not a group, but community can be that one person. So I love that Healing Sisterhood is a real thing that we get to participate if we're brave enough.
Yeah. And Holly has a really cool resource called Your Already Amazing Life Growth Guide. And just by the title, Holly, I want life growth. I do. Can you tell us how this works and how it's helpful?
Yeah, it's a workbook that goes along with my book, You're Already Amazing. Uh-huh. And so it's something you can go through with a group. And so if you're thinking, I would like to do that, I would like to journey with some other women, this can be an easy tool. And it has a lot of things like find your strengths and your skills and who you're wired to serve. So if you love that kind of stuff, I do, then this could be really fun for you.
Awesome.
And then, Suze, you have a book called The Woman I Am Becoming. And so I think that's a big part of community, too, is embracing who we are and finding people who will help us be the best version of ourselves.
I think one of the most important steps that we can take to becoming a part of community is to understand that we deserve a place at the table.
Yeah.
And so embracing the chase for your identity, your faith, your destiny, that's all found in this book, The Woman I Am Becoming. Yeah.
And like we say, you know, on this podcast, you have the fourth seat at the table. So we would love to hear from you about resources and tools that help you or insights that you've had as you've been listening today. So reach out to us on social media. And, you know, I think today we have just talked about how community is an act of bravery.
Yes.
And we need to know that we can look around and think, oh, it's easy for her, or they have it all together, or they're so connected.
Right.
But if we can all just admit, you know what? We're all a little scared. We're all a little unsure. We're all busy, you know, and let's just find a way to do this anyway, because I believe that we are better and stronger together rather than apart. So we are so glad that we have gotten to be together today with you.
Yes, thank you for being a part of our community.
And that's it for today's episode. Thanks for going deeper, becoming freer, and connecting with us. More Than Small Talk is part of the KLRC Podcast Network and is produced by Kara Culver. Show notes and resources are available through the More Than Small Talk page on KLRC.com. You can subscribe to More Than Small Talk through your favorite podcast app so you won't ever miss an episode. Thanks for listening.